Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Good news, the U.S. economy is the strongest in history. Yeah, how do I know? Well, I just paid $130 to fill my tank, and when I rolled into my old car wash place, the gold wash I used to get for about $22 is now going to cost me over $50. I'm getting priced out of my groceries, and forget about a vacation, but Biden's press secretary told me it's the strongest economy in the history of America. So there you go. I just thought you'd like to know. And with that good news, let's get started. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
The Georgia Guidestones have been bombed. I mean, literally, bombed. And then demolished. Have you ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones? I did a full reveal on these some time back. Here's a link to the New Georgia Encyclopedia that will explain it to you. Right here in my notes that you can get by going to brainmassage.net after the show is posted. To appreciate the significance of the bombing and subsequent demolition of these four granite slabs, weighing in at over 42,000 pounds each, by the way, and standing 16 feet, one source said 19 feet tall, well, you should know a little bit about them. First, they mysteriously appeared. I don't mean magically, but the man who placed these on that auspicious plot of land in Elbert County, Georgia, did not reveal his true identity. Some suspect it was a grandfather, perhaps the father of Bill Gates, but I said auspicious plot because the place chosen by the mystery man with a plan is very close to what the Cherokee called Al-Yeli Alohi. I have some Cherokee in me, but that doesn't mean I can pronounce or articulate their language well. It means the center of the world. So that exact spot was taken, but the mystery man with a plan was able to secure this bit of earth near the center of the world. Adding to the mystery is their enormity. Four granite slabs, each, as I pointed out, weighing over 42,000 pounds, standing 16 to 19 feet tall and arranged in an eerie Stonehenge-esque presentation, so that from the sky above looking down, they form an X to mark the spot. And they are placed to face the moon's migration during the course of the year. At about eye level, there's a hole drilled in the Gnomon Stone, G-N-O-M-E-N, and that's part of a sundial that casts the shadow on the dial to indicate the passage of time. For the guide stones, it's the central pillar to which all the slabs are orientated. So there's a hole drilled through that pillar in an angle guiding the eye upward toward the celestial heavens aimed at Polaris, the North Star. A large slot with a hole orientates the monument with summer and winter solstices. It's all very pagan, you know. And this allows the guide stones to serve as a sort of sundial itself. A hole drilled through the capstone allows the sun's light to illuminate the southern face of the Gnomon Stone at noon. Ooh, that sounds really Egyptian, you know? I mean, back in the day of Pharaoh and so on. Beyond the mystery surrounding the origin, enormity, and placement of the stones are the 10 principles inscribed upon the slabs, defiant to the god they mock. I said defiant because it really is what is inscribed on the stones that adds the ultimate intrigue to the mystery. First, the heading, presented in Babylonian cuneiform, Egyptian hieroglyphics, Sanskrit, and classical Greek, a token of acknowledgement to the, or tip of a hat to the major ancient civilizations. Huh, but one wonders. No ancient Hebrew here? Translated into English, let these be guidestones to an age of reason. And then, sandblasted into the slabs of granite in 8 major languages, namely Arabic, Chinese, English, Hebrew, Russian, Spanish, and Swahili, are the 10 guiding principles for the future of mankind. To ensure the future of survival of humanity on the planet, the Guidestones offer a pagan counterpoint to the Ten Commandments, and these, from the pagan point of view, are expressed as ten principles for the survival of humanity. And we won't look at all of them, but the first one, to maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Now, right away, we've got something of a problem right there in Elbert County. There are more than 7 billion people clamoring about the planet at present. So, for the sake of something this mysterious man with a plan said was on the magnitude of the survival of humanity, we're going to need to reduce the world's population by, well, 6,500,000,000, at least. Bill Gates' own cute quips about the need for dramatic population reduction and his giddily or gleefully expressed expectation that his vaccines can facilitate this human need, yeah, might be evidence, a progenitor of the cells that comprise his gray matter, descended from this mystery man with a plan, or perhaps it tells us why some think so. But anyway, Carl and Bill and George, and I mean Carl Schwab and Bill Gates and George Soros, they are the triumvirate generals of the Illuminati's army, and they are consumed by the same passion, the same concern for the saving of humanity, and they are in sympathy with the sentiment of the Guidestone principles. According to Carl Schwab and those illuminated by the light of darkness, now there's a paradox for you, something you'll need to ponder in light of. Jesus remarked that if the light that is in you is darkness, then how great is that darkness? Matthew 6:23. Indeed, the greatest darkness, well, are the lies that pose as light. It's a condition unique to evil people, you know, and one that causes them to see man's evil as good, and God's good as evil. An affliction common to worshippers of Mammon. Notice that Jesus followed his paradoxical statement regarding a light that can be the greatest darkness with a warning. No man can serve two masters. And then he went on to say, you cannot serve God and Mammon. Mammon, as you know, is money. What you worship owns you. It's not the money you own that is the problem, friend. It's rather the money that owns you. According to Carl Schwab, the goals of his World Economic Forum, expressed as predictions, are these. You will own nothing and be happy. So they will confiscate the wealth of all mankind. And they, quote unquote, will have it. You won't. You won't have to be troubled with it. They'll take care of it. Like the impressive monkeys in zoo cages, well, they'll be your faithful keepers. Depending on the cruelty or compassion of your masters, of course, you'll be happy. But if you're not, well, they will relieve you of your unhappy condition and remove you to their camps, their happy camps. They'll drug you into stupefaction and add you to the herds that are there as supply for organs when they need it, you know. You won't die waiting for an organ donor, says Mr. Schwab. In the World Economic Forum, in terms of their goals for you, 1 billion people, it says, 1 billion people will be displaced by climate change. Now, let's start putting this together just a little bit. Let's see now. 500 million on the planet living in the Gates, Schwab, Soros cages, the Illuminati cages, I should say, and so long as you're useful, you'll be cared for. And like they do in China today, under the current regime of the CCP. So you don't have to die waiting for an organ donor? They round up the Uyghurs and keep them in cages so they can harvest an ample supply of organs as needed. It works really well. Ask those fellows over there. It's just great. And of course, the Uyghurs are not happy about it. And those beloved Chinese folks who have conscience left. And you see, that's a problem. But when Carl promised that you would own nothing and be happy, you have to understand, he means if you're not happy, you'll become an organ donor to service the needs of those who own nothing and are happy. So, you know, hey, I'm just saying. Trying to figure out how are they going to provide a ready stock of organ donors. You understand, the WEF predicts you won't die waiting for an organ donor when they're in control. Not you won't die waiting for an organ, as if it's something they intend to fabricate in a lab or something like that, you know. It's the donor that you won't have to wait for. It'll be ready at hand. Oh, well, Jerry, they don't mean that. Really. These people, come on. They're never going to do something like that. Oh, really? If you ever wondered how the people of Germany went on about their lives while their Jewish neighbors had their wealth confiscated and disappeared, and how they ignored the rumors that swirled about them concerning train rides to Auschwitz and Dachau, Gross Rosen, Herzogenbusch, Heinzert, Kaiserwald, Krakow, Warsaw, and 25 others. And even more than that, because these are named after their city of location, and in those cities, very often, there were many sub-camps operating. So, there's no way the German people did not know what was going on. Just like there's no way most Americans don't know what kind of shenanigans these wicked people are up to in our own government. Right? They know that Biden and the Dems usurped the presidency. They know that. They know the election was stolen. And the establishment Republicans like Kemp and the others, and any others, by the way, who pretend to be conservative but ignore the evidence proving election fraud, and it is ample, 2,000 mules, anyone? And a stolen election is clearly out there to be seen, but no, they can't see it. No way. It happens when you see the light that is in them is, in fact, darkness. And that's a darkness so powerful they can't see the angel of darkness standing behind it all, even when he's transformed into an angel of light. All who worship Mammon have this affliction. They just can't see. The Nazis are taking away our liberties, confiscating our wealth by destroying our economy, reducing our freedom of movement to keep us, well, caged in. So, well, there you have it. What happened to the Germans under Hitler is happening to Americans today under the modern Nazi goose-stepping regime, headed by the likes of office usurper Newsom here in California, and all who align around him and bar any meaningful investigation into the Dominion stealing machines used in the elections in California. The policies that serve to pack the mules with illegal votes to be delivered at a going rate of $5 to $20 each. Yeah. So you just send those ballots to everybody. What I'm doing here, as I use words like fingers to massage the muscle of your brain as best I can with the time allotted, is intended to loosen the knots and release the free flow of insight to stimulate your thinking so I can help you begin to see how all of this is interrelated. The goals of the World Economic Forum, Carl Schwab et al., and the 10 principles inscribed in the Guidestones by the mystery man with a plan, they're interrelated, and then hopefully I can bring it all home to you like this. Guess what? Guess what? Someone bombed the stupid thing. We don't have any suspects yet that I know about. Neighbors heard an explosion, called it in. The Elbert County Sheriff's Office responded to discover, quote, a large portion of the monument was obliterated, end quote. That's obliterated. That's the word they used. Only one of the four stone panels had been destroyed. The monument has stood there in its place for 42 years, almost as long as the Supreme Court's defense of baby murder was in place. Another under Roe. So only one of the four slabs was destroyed by the Guidestone bomber. What did the county decide to do? Well, they decided to demolish the entire thing. Yeah. They did not elect to refurbish or rebuild it. They just finished the job the Guidestone bomber started, and they took it down, watched it happen. A big old machine out there, shovel, just knocking those things. That was a beautiful thing to see. Clearly, this monument was not put in place by the community. It was not an official monument commissioned by the good people of Elbert County 42 years ago. That's not what happened. One day the folks noticed some construction going on, and after a day or so, there it was. Some attempted to turn it into some sort of attraction, but it never really took off. Are a whole lot of people interested in reducing the population to 500 million, killing off 6,500,000,000 people? It's another of those things where some lunatic lefty wing nut comes up with a plan that usually involves destroying mankind, and then just pushes it on everybody else around him. The fellow putting this in place would not even own it personally, wouldn't even declare himself. And that's the way it is with this crowd. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Georgian, had campaigned on tearing down the unsightly, God-defying monument to Satan a monument to his hellish arrogance and hatred for mankind. I have not heard, but it would not surprise me if someone will soon blame her or some of her followers for its demolition, if they can find anybody that cares. It will be an interesting thing to watch, but let me tell you what I see here. These guide stones represent an era of American culture, an era where insane people planning our lives and implementing their agenda against our will, and doing it while we just stand by and watch, is all about to come crashing down like those stones. Like so many Antichrist ideologies of the past, the guide stones will be piled onto that heap of crumbled God-hating philosophies that have found themselves on the ash heap of history. Like the Berlin Wall. I have a piece of that wall right here in my never-to-be-stained with nicotine fingers. And a strand of the barbed wire that topped it. Presented on a very nice plaque given to me by a friend some years ago. Every time I look at it, I think of the relationship between earnest, fervent prayer to Almighty God and the bringing down of these monuments to tyranny, if you will receive it. The fall of these guide stones portends the end of an era. God help us. The haters of humanity and their plans to enslave mankind will come crashing down like that Tower of Nimrod did so many centuries before. I've gone a bit long here, my friends. Hold on to the break. I'll be right.
The Brain Massage Show radiates the mind with truth, releasing thought antibodies that attack and destroy lies. Stay tuned. The Brain Masseur is ready to massage your brain. Warning. We have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheibach's mind. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheibach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Biden is strategically selling off our strategic oil reserves. The strategy is personal profit. Yeah, one of the companies is Chinese-owned and an affiliate of his son, the Hunter Biden. So Biden is now conducting his treasonous activity right out there in the open. Think about it. CCP has been rattling the sabers of war against America for some time. But lately, that rattler's louder than ever. CCP military declares war with the U.S. is inevitable. Read right here. CCP military general reveals China is ready to sacrifice one half of the population of China in a war with the United States. Read about it right here. And you really need to look at this documentation. Quote, leaked audio of China's war generals detail plans to invade America by November. And it's translated for you, and you can get that right here and here. Go to brainmassage.net after I've posted the show and check it out. And this is show number 889, by the way. Some are saying China's arm race with the United States is going to end like ours did with Russia. China will collapse. And some reports are leaking out of China that CCP's military has informed Xi Jinping they will not fight, refusing to be responsible for their wolf war. And I explained that in these notes. And some are speculating that the CCP will dump Xi Jinping this coming autumn. Well, I've explained all this before. No government is monolithic. There are always factions vying for power within every organization of wicked and unreasonable men and women. Sometimes the factions or the divide is between the wicked and unreasonable over against the righteous and the reasonable. China has its own movements within the party where some Christians or Christian sympathizers or pro-West sympathizers are cautiously attempting to steer the CCP back from the brink of war, while others are attempting to reform the party and release the Chinese people from the iron grip of totalitarian communism. Remember, communism was imposed on the Chinese people. Let's pray they will have an opportunity to assert their natural and God-endowed rights against the oppression of the Chinese Communist Party. Within our own government, there are a variety of factions with interests that sometimes compete against one another and sometimes align toward a common objective. It's almost identical to China. We have a faction that's in present control who are aligned with the interests of the Chinese Communist Party, like Biden and his son, Hunter. Now, Hunter works for a CCP energy company, and it happens to be the one Biden is sending millions of barrels of oil out of our strategic oil reserves. Now watch how complex this can get. So Biden is a traitor, and he is shipping our strategic oil reserve to our enemy. Meanwhile, he's taking every step he can to thwart oil production here, closing off drilling on federal land, withdrawing leases, and now he's talking about shutting down offshore drilling if he hasn't already gone and done that. Now, this is not only driving up domestic prices, but now he's selling off our national reserve, which he is releasing not for domestic use to ease gas prices. No, the man is sending it to France, Germany, and China. And the beneficiary in China is a company connected with Hunter Biden's pocketbook and his own, by the way. You realize that the National Reserve is specifically an emergency supply of oil intended to service our war machine in the event of war. Why would any president stop oil production and then begin selling off our reserves and sell much of that reserve to our enemies while the Chinese Communist Party is breathing out slaughter and threats against the United States? Only one reason. Biden is preparing for war, but he's not preparing for our benefit. He's aiding and abetting our enemies. He's committing treason. But no one wants to see what's going on. These are dangerous times. So, are the Chinese patriots, who are as sick and tired of the oppression of dictator Xi as we are, of the oppression and shame and reproach of dictator Biden et al., are they planning to use all this to finally bring Xi down and expose Biden as for the fraud that he is? Are American patriots cautiously waiting in the background, planning and preparing secretly to take advantage of any move the Chinese Communist Party might make in November to take down the Biden administration and reinstall the legitimate president to his office? Well, interesting, huh? At the same time, bring the CCP to dissolution and free the Chinese people from the oppressors that keep them in virtual slavery, something I have been fervently praying for some years now. What do you think? I know we have Christian conservative patriots at work behind the scenes here, and I know that there are Christian Chinese patriots working behind the scenes in China. And I also know that God rules in the kingdoms of men and gives the kingdom to whomever he pleases, that ultimately we must contend with God. Let that nation that pleases God best rise victorious in this great conflict. Please listen carefully here as I conclude. God has always had a people on the earth called by his name. And if those called by his name will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, he'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Now, you see, this people called by his name thing was formalized in Israel, which he described as his cultivated olive tree, intending that it would bring forth the fruit, that is the olive oil, that is fuel for the fire of God in the lamps of God, feeding God's flame. The Holy Ghost, as it were, is fed from the oil of that tree. These were God's people and the nation that was called after his name. But they lost that status because every nation that forgets God is turned into hell. So where is that nation today? Jesus offered to restore the kingdom to Israel during his first coming, but they refused. So he withdrew the offer and declared it would be given to a nation bringing forth its fruit, Matthew 21:43. Now, the fruit is righteousness and judgment arising from God's loving kindness, which is something he has declared he wants in the earth. And the olive tree is a source for that, brings forth the fruit of that. It fuels the glory of God manifest in the fire of his spirit. This is the fruit that arises from the hearts that have obeyed the gospel, which commands all men everywhere to repent, that includes you, my friend, and believe on Christ the Lord, as Lord. And today, these are Jew and Gentile, for all have obtained mercy, and all who repent and believe are grafted into that tree today. How about that, Romans 11? Yes, even the believing branches from the wild olive tree are cut off from that and grafted into this one, this olive tree. So we are together called the people of God, his holy nation. It's like Israel was called by God a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, Exodus 19:6. We today are a kingdom of kings and priests unto God, Revelation 1:5-6. And a holy nation, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, 1 Peter 2:9. The kingdom is ours if we will assert the place God has given us. Our warfare is not like theirs, but like Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, God's nation. When he was surrounded by an enemy far exceeding his physical strength, he knew what to do. He called the congregation to prayer and fasting, and he sought the Lord. Then he went forward in praise, prepared to defend if necessary, but trusted God's promise to fight the battle for him. Come on out to the lighthouse that we might join together to fight against the devils controlling the White House today. We'll be starting a 40 days fasting vigil this coming Monday. It'll run through August 18. I hope you will join us by picking any meal during that time, or set of meals, or days, or whatever, that you can set yourself apart for prayer and fasting. Learn more about it this Sunday at the Lighthouse. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Call me at 805-314-2114 and leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Or email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I will see you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage.